Hello, all you amazing Super U listeners. I hope today is the day that you are ready to get your Billie Eilish groove on.
That is the voice of Grammy-winning award Billie Eilish, and she's going to give us 7 super tips.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Thank you for joining us for today's Super U podcast. I'm your host, Eric Quammen. Love you, know me as Equal Man. Today we have a great show for you because we're going to get 7 super tips from 7-time Grammy Award winning musician, 2-time American Music Award winner, and she also holds 2 Guinness World Records, and she's only 19 years old. That's right. It's Billie Eilish. And I asked my daughters, who should we get on the show? And they told me to reach out to?
Daddy, you need to contact Billie Eilish.
And you always listen to your daughters. And so you're going to have a great show here today. We're going to do the 7 super tips from Billie Eilish. And we're going to start off with number 1.
It's so weird, like, what we take for granted. Like, I would never have thought that I wouldn't be able to do shows one day, you know? So much time spent, me dreading tour, dreading press, dreading this, dreading that. And, like, I had no idea that I was dreading something that I would one day not even be legally allowed to do. Like, that's what's crazy to me. The shows are, like, the one thing that I feel like I've ever been good at. I know that sounds stupid, but it's like the only thing I've ever done that made me feel like I belonged. Maybe it's cliche, I don't know. Lord, keeping my family safe and, you know, staying up. There isn't much else to do right now. Everything matters differently now than a year ago. Honestly, everything. I really can't even think of one thing. Like, all the things that I felt like mattered most a year ago matter less. All the things I felt like mattered the least a year ago matter more. I learned so much more about just the way people are living that I wasn't aware of. Climate crisis and social injustices and, you know, kind of all the bad things. And I think made me think differently. It's not like I wasn't aware, I just learned more and thought about it differently and, you know, was more open to learning. And it's been a crazy year.
One can only imagine what it'd be like to be 17 and win 7 Grammys. That'd certainly turn your year. Everything would be completely different. We include this tip because we thought it was apropos for this year, because everything's almost completely different for most of us. Heck, thank you for bearing with me today. I've got my 2 daughters who I love dearly, but they're going to help us with the podcast today because they are learning virtually today from school. So they're home. So I wanted to make it, I call it work-life harmony. I don't think there's a such thing as work-life balance. And so you got to integrate it where you can. So I hope you enjoy their soothing voices here today as we move on to tip number 2.
You know, I have such a huge platform, like, why would I want to waste that? Yeah, it's easier to say nothing, but it's like, that's not going to help anything, and it's not going to, I don't know, I don't get the point of silence. I think it's, there's a difference between silence and processing, and I think that that is, like, a big thing that people need to understand, is that you got to think through what you're going to say. Say it in the right way. I think it's really important to speak up, but also be respectful. You know, it's been a year of just trying to speak up for everything you believe in and fight really hard, you know? There's nothing else to do. Like, why wait until you experience it to fight for it? You know what I'm saying? Like, just fight for it already.
Being in the spotlight cannot be an easy task for a young adult, let alone one when you have your own personal issues that aren't easily hidden. Throughout Billie's music videos, many viewers started noticing that she would have little tics and odd movements, which led to them ultimately making fun of her for it. And then once she found out about the speculations, she came forward and told the world that she has Tourette's and that each day she learns more about how to control it. So she's being a great symbol for everyone out there to say, hey, step forward, you know, be proud of it, step into it, and then learn and walk through it. So very proud of her to do that. That's awesome example she's setting for my daughters here. And here we are moving on to tip number 3.
I mean, I've heard a couple of things from certain people, like Sporty Spice was talking to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And she was saying, I don't want to, like, say what she was, whatever. I don't know if it's, like, a secret or whatever, but she just was saying how, you know, she was on stage with, you know, all the girls. And
yeah.
they were all just, like, smiling at each other, and she was saying it was such a magical moment because she was saying that at the beginning and the middle, it's like, you work, and you're huge, 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 and then it's done, and it's like, oh, like, where did that go? And I just thought about that, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm in that part of my life that in the future I'm going to be like, damn, I wish I could, you know, whatever. So I'm, like, trying to be as present as possible.
Gotta love the Sporty Spice reference from the Spice Girls. And it's also interesting to note that Billie was ahead of her time. She was homeschooled. A lot of people are homeschooling right now, as we are today. But she's been homeschooled, and she started writing music at the young age of 11 years old.
Here we are with tip number 4.
Everybody's kind of, like, made to hear, like, the industry and go, like, the industry, you know. For some people, it's totally true. Some people have terrible, terrible experiences. I had a couple experiences where I was like, this is some bullshit. But it's not like the industry does it. It's just the people around you. And I also have been really lucky to have the team that I have and that I have had since the beginning. And yeah, there's some weirdos. Like, there's some weirdos. And there's some weirdo groups of people that you just kind of gotta get away from, but it's just about knowing your people and knowing your boundaries and, like, who you trust and stuff.
In this day and age, with social media, body shaming and sexualizing is the normal thing to do when a new artist rises onto the scene. And this is definitely something that Billie already knew coming into the music industry. Even though she's coming in at a very young age, she understood that. And other than having an insane singing voice, she's mostly recognized for her strange and baggy clothing, strange in a good way. But it actually turns out that she wears all of her unique clothing to avoid being sexualized and to keep people from treating her like everyone else in the spotlight. She wanted to be known for her singing voice, for her talent, not for her body. And I think a lot of us, you'd look at her and go, oh my gosh, why is she wearing these baggy clothes? What's with the youth these days? Why isn't it she wearing what everybody else wears? And then you hear that story and it really hits home, like, wow, that's pretty cool. That's really, really cool. Speed of cool, here we are with tip number 5.
My own opinion, my own critiques. I mean, even if I created something that I loved and everyone on the planet hated, then I would be fine with it because I liked it. And even if I created something that everyone on the planet loved and I hated, like, I wouldn't put it out. I wouldn't enjoy that because I wouldn't be, like, happy with that, you know? I don't want to do anything that's going to make other people happy that's not going to make me happy. I love making people happy, but I also am part of that group, you know? I'm trying to make myself feel good and, like, happy with my life, so.
That's the heart of creative genius, isn't it? It's not about the monetization, it's about the personalization. Do I personally love this piece of work? And sometimes that's a hard path to go down. For those that have listened to Matthew McConaughey, he's one of our top podcasts at Super U. Feel free to go check it out.
We all want to succeed, right? So the question that we got to ask ourselves is what success is to us, what success is to you.
That is the voice of Academy Award winner and fellow Austinite, Matthew McConaughey. But he has a new book, Green Lights. I also recommend reading that as well. You can listen to it on audio. He's got the best voice in the world. All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
But you'll learn in that book, spoiler alert, that he at one point decided, I got to switch from romantic comedies. Not because he didn't like doing the romantic comedies. He just was in his heart that he wanted to create something else. As a creative artist, he wanted to do something else. And it was tough because the phone didn't ring for 20 months. And then eventually he got a romantic comedy offer and he turned down $5 million. And they said, Matthew, how about $8 million? He said, no, thanks. And they said, how about $15 million? And he looked at it long and hard because it's 20 months. And he goes, no, thanks. And that's when he went on and shot the Dallas Buyers Club and went on to win the Academy Award for the Best Actor. So he's in the desert for 20 months, but he saw it through. And so that's pretty cool. So that's the creative artist in all of us.
Here's tip number 6 from Billie Eilish.
It doesn't make you weak to ask for help. It doesn't. It doesn't make you weak to ask for a friend, to go to a therapist. It shouldn't make you feel weak to ask anyone for help. And you should be able to ask anyone for help. And everyone has to help someone if they need it. You know, are you actually good? Like, sometimes you don't even have to say anything to someone for them to know they understand. And they don't have to say anything to you. Sometimes it's about a hug. It's about somebody holding you and telling you, not even telling you anything, that's what I'm saying, holding you.
Man, I think we all need a hug after this year, but there's actually an oxytocin transfer when you hug someone for more than 6 seconds. So there's biology behind the touch and that feel. And so, why don't we do this? Don't go hug someone today. Well, if you can, go hug someone. That'd be great. But something that might be easier to do, ask someone today, how are you on a scale of 1 to 10? They're probably not going to say 10. And when they, and you can even say, don't say 10. You can't say 10 because no one's perfect. And then when they get done, go, how would we get you to a 10? And then you'll get the real insight of anything that they might be struggling with that you can help with. So go do that. Ask someone, how you doing on 1 to 10? Don't say 10 because no one's perfect. Then when they give you the answer, then go, how do we get you to a 10?
Last but not least, tip number 7 from Billie Eilish.
Give me your honest answer. What do you think got you here? Was it a little bit of luck? Was it destiny? Was it like determination and really hard work? Like, what do you think actually was the thing that got you here? And I was thinking about it a lot afterwards, and I was thinking, like, talking to my brother about it too, and it was like, at the beginning, it's luck. It is a little bit of luck, because, you know, having random people just, like, see something in you, that is lucky. But you could take that luck, and you could just be like, I'm not doing anything with that. I'm not gonna make music. I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna go along with what they like. And then you lose it, and it's gone. So it's like, to say that something was all luck, there's nothing really like that, because there's a little bit, of course there's a little bit of luck, but you have to take that and actually work on it. You know, nothing is just magical. Yeah, it was luck also, but it was really hard work right after that, you know? You have to keep it up, and somehow I got here.
Luck, where preparation meets opportunity. Certainly luck can open the door, but hard work is going to get you through the door and get you to stay in the house. Just remember that hard work works. That is probably the number one common thread we've seen across all the people that we've had on the show, is that hard work works, and stay true to your core, stay true to that creative artist that's within all of us. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I had my two daughters with us today, so thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I know I did, with that work-life integration, that work-life harmony. And I hope you're doing the same, whether you have kids, whether you have pets, whatever it is that you're dealing with during the pandemic. And it looks like things are looking brighter here, so we'll keep that up. Hopefully everyone's getting vaccinated. I just got my second shot, so look out, world, here we come. Also, a special thanks to Vanity Fair, 3-4-12 Extra, Ad Council, DVTV, in the Jimmy Kimmel Show. And huge, huge thanks to Amazon Prime that make this show possible. Our sponsor today, Amazon Prime. That's right. You can get my latest book, The Focus Project, whether you want it in Kindle, whether you want it in paperback, or whether you want to hear my voice even more on Audible. So go ahead, feel free to get that today. And I appreciate everyone getting it. It's been doing really, really well. So thank you, thank you, thank you. That's it for today's show. Again, this is Super U Podcast. I'm the host, Eric Quammen. Most of you know me as Equal Man. This is a show designed to unlock and unleash the inner superpower that is within all of us. And until next time, remember, it's not what we take from the world. It is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.